In his March 22nd column, Ron Rollheiser speaks of spirituality and sexuality. Before we see what he has to say about this, let's see what some famous people have said about it and the quotable quotes they have used to describe sexuality. In a culture where the aesthetic experience is denied and atrophied, genuine religious ecstasy rare, intellectual pleasure scorned, it is only natural that sex should become the only personal epiphany of most people. This is by Gary Snyder, U.S. poet, essayist, and translator. Marie Stopes tells us, each coming together of man and wife, even if they have been mated for many years, should be a fresh adventure. Each winning should necessitate a fresh wooing. Cary Grant, the actor, once said, in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to what he's been thinking about all winter. Hugo Lafayette Black, U.S. judge and politician, has this to say about sexuality. Sex is a fact of life, and while it may lead to abuses, no words need be spoken. For people to know that the subject is one pleasantly interwoven in all human activities and involves the very substance of creation itself. The French poet Charles Baudelaire tells us, sexuality is the lyricism of the masses. Carl Jung tells us, the discussion of sexual problem is the somewhat crude beginning of a far deeper question, namely that of the psychic of human relationships between the sexes. Finally, Austrian writer Peter Altenberg says, the sexual can only be the final inescapable release of enormous stored spiritual vital tensions. And now we turn to Ron Rollheiser's article, and let's see what he says about it. A common complaint about the classical Christian teachings on sexuality is that so many of these have been written by vowed celibates, unmarried priests and nuns who do not have sex. The complaint is not that these people, and I am one of them, teach something that is wrong, but that, not being married, they are inevitably tend to over-idealize sex and encase it in unrealistic sacred romance. No doubt there is some truth in this, but in fairness, everyone struggles with sexuality. Every religious tradition has its struggles with sexuality, and so does every culture. No self-respecting theologian would say that Christianity, or any other religion, has made full peace with sexuality, just as no self-respecting analyst would say that there exists in this world a culture that has come to a healthy peace with sexuality. Religion and the world both struggle with sex just in different ways. Everyone struggles. Rollheiser continues, and this is no accident because sexuality is always partially beyond us, too powerful to always healthily contain. In this life, nobody comes to full peace with it. It is too powerful and too wide. It lies at the base of everything, life and non-life alike. Molecules are sexed. Atoms are sexed. All life is sexed. Every human person is sexed in every cell, body, and soul. Much of this, of course, is inchoate. Dark, a longing, and an aching without an explicit focus. Though from puberty onward, it also has a focus and deeply covers every person's consciousness. Ironically, it is on this point the failure to take the centrality of sexuality seriously enough. It is where liberals and conservatives concur. Conservatives by denying that centrality and liberals by trivializing it. Both tend to be naive, just in different ways. Moreover, beyond the sheer brute power of sexuality, there is still its complexity. Sexuality is both the most creative and the most destructive force on the planet. It is a great force, not just for heroic love, life, and blessing, but also for the worst hate, death, and destruction imaginable. It is responsible for most ecstasies on the planet, but also for a lot of murders and suicides. When healthy, it helps glue personalities together. When unhealthy, it works at disintegrating personalities. It can unite families and communities, and it can also destroy them. It is a unique power to mellow the heart and produce gratitude, even as it has equal power to make the heart bitter and jealous. It is the best of all fires and the most dangerous of all fires. And this paradox is what lies at the root of so many of the tensions that surround any discussion on sex. On any given day, which aspect of sexuality should be emphasized? Purity or passion? Its goodness or its dangers? Its power to trigger ecstasy or its power to produce murder? Its sacramental power to unite or its chaotic power to divide? Because these questions are not easy to answer, what we often see are two opposing tendencies. On one side, the temptation to over-idealize, and on the other side, the temptation to trivialize. The temptation to be fearful, and the temptation to be too casual. The temptation to be unhealthily rigid, and the temptation to be unhealthily irresponsible. We rarely get it right. Invariably, the symbolic hedge is too high. How do we find a balance? Not easily. But as with all complex issues, a good starting point is the refusal to compromise either of its paradoxical poles, to sell out any of its truths, no matter how apparently contradictory. So it is important to admit that sex is a power beyond us, even as we accept that we have a responsibility to control it. Its goodness must always be affirmed, even as its dangers are highlighted. Its holy, sacred character should always be taught, even as its earthiness should never be denigrated. We must be clear that it is meant to be a sacrament, even as it is meant to be playful, that it is meant to bring children into this world, even as it is meant to express love, that it is meant to be healthily enjoyed, even as it needs to be carefully guarded, and that it is not something before which we should stand in unhealthy fear, even as we surround it with enough taboos to properly safeguard its meaning in our own emotional safety. Sexuality might be compared to a high-voltage electrical wire. The 50,000 volts inside of that wire can bring light and heat to a building. But there are two risks. First, we may be so afraid of its dangers that we never connect our house to it. We then deprive ourselves of its light and heat. The second danger is the opposite. This powerful energy is safe only if its raw power is channeled through the right transformers and safely encased in proper insulation. Otherwise, we risk a deadly fire inside the house and inside our psyche. Conservatives tend to struggle with the first danger, liberals with the latter. And this is the end on the topic of sexuality for today.